This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's something that these Democrats, they get a stronghold in this one area that I don't think people think a whole lot about. And it is the not just metaphorical marriage between media and politicians, the actual marriage and how they dominate the media cycle, what's been done there. And it reminds me of this movie that I'm watching. I'm watching right now, Chapo, not a movie, but a series. And the guy who's orchestrating all the dealings between the narcos and the governments is a gay Mexican guy. And this guy's got his little gay lover, and they see that this guy's a political animal, and he's rising through the ranks, and they call him in. They say, look, we're going to groom you to be president, but you got to stop the gay life. So they put him with a woman. She's in Congress. And she wants to be president too, but she probably can't be because she's a woman. And, you know, it's a very patriarchal society, Mexico. But they know that she will do the things to make sure that that guy becomes president. So this guy gets called over to a friend's house who's like a mentor to him. And the mentor says, hey, by the way, let me introduce you to your wife. So the guy ends up marrying this woman who's got strong ties to the heavy politicos of Mexico. She's a congresswoman herself and heavy ties to media. It was a arranged marriage. This gay dude, when he found out he had to marry her, in the scene, he goes to the bathroom. He's flush. He can't believe it. He's like ready to pass out, almost calls his old boyfriend, and then decides, you know what? This is bigger than anything I could have ever imagined. I'm willing to give up my gaiety, at least publicly, for a while, and pretend to be with this woman. So they go places, they hold hands, they kiss, and you can look at the kisses and go, okay, he's gay. they don't like each other, but they have to pretend. And that is exactly what we have right now in all of D.C., folks. These people are pretenders. That's the bad thing about politics. They don't care. They get together for strategic alliances. Welcome, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. I don't know if you've ever seen this meme, but it shows the different talking heads, you know, like Chris so-and-so, this guy, who's ever on a TV show, a host at MSNBC or a host at CNN, or a correspondent for the White House, etc. And then they put their husbands. And the husband or wife is either another politico, a reporter, a social media big person, or something. It is all, I mean, it's insane. And look, I'm not saying they all are, but I'm saying in a lot of the cases, there's a direct correlation between this CBS person and this, and I get it, because if you want to be on the inside of politics, you want to be able to build your social media footprint, to build your credibility, you need an insider, somebody whispering to you saying, look, you didn't hear from me, but go talk to Nancy, so-and-so. They're directing each other on what to go, where to go, and what to say. If you don't understand the level of orchestration that happens in politics, folks, I'm here to give it to you. It's uncanny. Many prominent journalists who have partners who are partisan political operatives, when and how often they have to disclose their relationship is up to them. I mean, I will tell you, I don't think that most Americans know who's married to whom. Go look at the head of these networks, the head of these, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and all these other leftist rags. Go look at that and find out how plugged in they are through their mates to the political scene, the establishment. It will blow your mind. That is how you get to be that level of journalist. And it used to be the journalists kept everybody in check. Now, the journalists are merely mouthpieces for these folks. Campbell Brown, formerly a CNN personality, wife of Romney advisor Dan Senior, wrote about her experiences for Slate in Confessions of a Romney Wife. Yes, my husband works for Mitt's campaign, but I still have my own opinions. Now, she's writing that as if she's some, you know, right winger. Because remember, women, right-leaning women were considered to be tools of their husbands. The husbands beat them into submission so they would support Republican candidates. They couldn't certainly think for themselves. Found an article that's in Real Clear Politics. It was written back in 2015, Tom Bevin's team. There's a pretty substantial symbiotic relationship between the political left in Washington and the media. While a few people went from the media to the Bush administration, was nothing like it was with the Obamas. And here goes on. Here's the list. Jay Carney went from Time magazine to the White House press secretary's office. Shayla Murray went from the Washington Post to the VP's office, while married to Neil King at the Wall Street Journal. Neil King left the Wall Street Journal to go work for Fusion GPS. Linda Douglas went from ABC News to the White House and then the Atlantic. Jill Zuckman went from the Chicago Tribune to the Obama administration's transportation department. Douglas France went from the Washington Post to the State Department, and Stephen Barr went from the Post to the Labor Department. Now, if you want to know how the Washington Post gets every story and is on scoop for all this stuff and is laden with leftist ideology, I give you the Obama administration. I'm just using them as an example. The Chicago Tribune. In other words, now all those guys have insiders into the White House. And do you think that the beat reporters went to those people and said, will you help me out? And they said, I'll help you out as long as you espouse what we tell you to espouse. You will write what we tell you to write. You will spin it the way we tell you to spin it. This is the cabal that exists, folks. You ready? I can continue. Ruth Marcus, who heads the Washington Post editorial board, is married to the Obama administration's former FTC chairman. Jonathan Allen had been at the Politico before going to work for Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Then back to Politico before going to the left-leaning Vox. Now he's at NBC News. Andy Barr, who worked for Politico before leaving for the Democratic politics. Michael Shearer was at both Salon and Mother Jones before going to Time. Laura Rosen was at Mother Jones and the American Prospect before Foreign Policy magazine. Even Nate Silver had started out at the Daily Kos. Then, of course, there's Matthew Dowd, who worked for scores of Democrats before working for Bush. That, though he later washed his hands of Bush, bought him street cred with ABC News to become its senior political analyst alongside George Stephanopoulos, formerly with the Clinton administration.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked earlier about the different people connected to other people, connected to other people, and it's journalists, and, I'll use that term loosely, tied to politicos, spreading vicious lies and rumors and innuendo, setting false narratives, and they're all interconnected. It's an intricate, criminal, incestuous web of thieves and scoundrels and scumbags, and I got a lot of other words for them, but you get it. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, Kevin Jackson Network. Well, there's a new one of those that we just learned about. If you've been paying attention over the past few days, his name is Alexander Mackler. He served as press secretary in Joe Biden's Senate office and later as legal counsel in Joe Biden's vice presidential office. So this guy's got a lot of knowledge about the Biden family. He knows about them. Probably has a lot of dirt on them. He managed the late Bo Biden's successful campaign for Delaware Attorney General in 2010, as if anybody could defeat a Biden in Delaware with everything that they were doing, the crooked nature of that. And by the way, Joe makes his son Bo sound like he's a saint. To hear Joe talk about Bo in these glowing terms, you think, man, that guy was a salt of the earth. He didn't do anything wrong. Let me tell you something. America, I'm going to say this. It's not going to rub people the right way. I don't wish anybody's bad luck on their family, but Bo Biden would have been a menace. Think of what his dad's doing with his crackhead son. Imagine what he would be doing with his son, who is the Attorney General of Delaware. What would he be setting him up to be? And how would they be running interference for whatever the Biden family has going on? I don't wish any ill will on Bo Biden or the Biden family, but I'm going to tell you, we dodged the bullet. Because the Biden family proves every single day what they're willing to do. There are no bounds to what they're willing to do. And Joe is only getting a taste of the money. He's getting his 10%, the big guy cut. Wait until he figured out how he could cut the family. Well, how he could say, I'm going to take more of this. I want to have more responsibility. What do you think his non-crackhead son would have been able to do? The one who had his law license. The one who was considered the straight-laced guy. The AG of Delaware. What would he have done? I mean, other than fend his brother off from wanting to sleep with his wife. I mean, when he wasn't busy with that, what would he have been able to do to us? Anyway, going back to Mackler. Mackler served on the Biden-Harris transition team in 2020. So, he's aware of the cheat. He's aware of the peaceful transition of power that did not occur because of everything that the FBI and the other members of the DOJ, elements of the DOJ, were doing against Trump. He's aware of it all. He knows where the bones are buried. He helped the Biden administration create the blueprint for what we call the Justice Department, what they call the Justice Department, what we call the Department of Injustice. He made the blueprint. He said, here are the people that you need to hire. Here are the people that you need to foster to make them better. This is what Mackler did. Mackler also, I know, surprising folks, I'm going to blow your mind here. Get ready. Had a personal relationship with Hunter Biden. You know how we know this? Not because of some right-wing conspiracy. Not because of Donald Trump. Not because of Putin. No, we know it because of Hunter the crackhead leaving his laptop at that place. And when they looked at the laptop, they found emails on Hunter Biden's laptop with Mackler corresponding with him frequently. With Hunter and with his business associates. And he even referred to Hunter as his brother. Now, I'm going to give him a pass for that. I got a lot of friends. I say things like, hey, brother, what's going on? And I don't think about him as an actual brother. I think of him as a brother in Christ. Or I think of him as a brother in conservatism. I'm not thinking of him as an actual brother. So I'll give him a pass for that. But there's more with the Macklers and the Bidens, as it always is. Mackler was working under the U.S. Attorney David Weiss. In the office... At the time, according to his own LinkedIn page, apparently these guys love giving themselves away, that lists him as having worked in the Delaware U.S. Attorney's Office from 2016 to 2019. Those are critical years. That was when Joe Biden was doing his dirty. Remember, he took his 2016 taxes down all the way up to 2019. That is miraculously the time that Mackler worked for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. Joe Biden's home state. Wonder how he got that job. I don't have any answers, folks. I'm going to tell you right now. You're looking for me for answers. I don't have them. But what I will tell you, I'm giving you smoke. Because there's a lot of smoke there. Byron Daniels made a comment about the Biden family. Short little clip we'll play on what's going on. And then I want to get into... replacing Biden, and I want to play a clip of Ted Cruz talking to Merrick Garland, and it's going to sound so familiar to what Garland says right now as his get-out-of-jail-free card on not prosecuting Hunter Biden. And I'll see if you can catch it, and I know you will. Anyway, here's Byron Daniels on impeachment, because that's what we've been talking about today, the big I word, impeachment.
We are well in excess of $20 million. My last count is we're over $30 million. And there's still more information that we are uncovering. The second piece of this is where do I think the money is now? Oh, I think that money is spent. I think that money is long gone. That money has been used for the Biden family and and Joe Biden to luxuriate based on the fact that Joe Biden has been in a power position in our politics for 50 years. So he can run around and say, oh, he doesn't know anything. That is a lie. That is simply not true. He knows what's going on. So does his brother, and so does right. his son. And they were doing this because the only person in his family with a real job was Joe Biden, and they were trying to benefit from his access. That is public corruption. That is wrong. And that's why I wholeheartedly believe when we get to the bottom of all of this, fighting these money flows, that is an impeachable offense.
Oh, what a perfect web we weave when we practice to deceive. That's what the Biden family's done. And I don't want to use the words closing in, but here's what I will tell you. Nobody's called me to say, Kevin, what do you think in media? There's no cabal. I heard a clip of Hannity saying the walls are closing in. I think Hannity used that term all on his own. I don't think it, in other words, if there's a coordinated effort to say, let's all stay together that the walls are closing in on the Bidens, I'm not in the loop. But here's what I do know. The majority of us feel that's what's happening. And the majority of us feel it's long overdue. A correction must occur in politics to make people believe in this government again. And even if the left only do it temporarily so they can cheat down the road, they may have to sacrifice a couple of elections so they can cheat later. But they better start doing it, because I'm telling you, people are catching on. We're onto the game. The intermingling of politics and pop culture and media, etc. And they're going to have a much more difficult time now getting away with this stuff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected a proposed plea deal over concerns about immunity for future charges related to his business dealings. Lawyers attempted to create a revised deal, but the judge requested further explanation.
Congressional Republicans blasting the head of Homeland Security for suggesting that his agency has operational control of the southern border. Texas Congressman Chip Roy.
It is a perpetual pattern, and the fact is there are real people that are impacted by that.
Roy added that 200 people a day are dying from fentanyl poisoning. The deadly opioid has been caught in record numbers at ports of entry. New home sales are slowing. Government figures show sales of new single-family homes fell to an annual rate of 697,000 units in June. It's a 2.5% decline from May's revised rate of 715,000 units. John Schaefer, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We prepared two clips on Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, grilling Garland, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General. And Ted Cruz said he was disappointed in Garland because Garland didn't arrest the people who were picketing outside of the Supreme Court. And I only want to play a piece of one because the second one is the one that is most interesting to me. But let's play part of what Ted Cruz is saying where he says, I'm disappointed in you. I was hopeful for you, but I'm disappointed. And then we'll get to the crux of it, which is Garland, there's a statute that says you can't try to influence any attorney or legal, a judge or whatever in a case. You can't try to intimidate them or influence them or anything like that. It's against the law, and they need to be arrested. And Ted Cruz is saying, I'm disappointed in Garland. Here's one. I'm not going to play it. It's 4 minutes long. We're not going to play that one. We're going to play the second one because that one is much more interesting.
As you know, as I observed at your confirmation hearing, you had built a long record on the Federal Court of Appeals and a reputation of being relatively nonpartisan. And so I had hopes that your tenure as Attorney General would continue that record. I have to say I'm deeply disappointed in what the last 2 years have shown. In my judgment, the Department of Justice has been politicized to the greatest extent I've ever seen in this country. And it has done a discredit to the Department of Justice, to the FBI, and to the administration of law in this country. Let me start with a simple question. General Garland, is it a federal crime to protest outside of a judge's home with the intent of influencing that judge as to a pending case?
The answer to that is yes, but I also want to at least respond to your characterization of the department, which sure. I vigorously disagree with. I believe the men and women of the department pursue their work every single day in a nonpartisan and appropriate
General
way.
General Garland, there are thousands of men and women who do that, and I'll tell you, I hear from prosecutors at the Department of Justice, I hear from agents at the FBI who are angry that it is treated as the enforcement arm for the DNC instead of upholding the law in a fair and even-handed manner. So you are right. There are thousands of men and women that are doing the job, but it is the political leadership that you're responsible for. So you just said, yes, it's a crime to protest at the home of a judge. Same goes for jurors, by the way, with the intent of influencing a case. But in the wake of the leak of the Dobbs decision, when rioters descended at the homes of six Supreme Court justices, night after night after night, you did nothing. The department did nothing.
I'm going to stop it there because Ted Cruz goes on to show these people outside of the homes rioting and nothing happening. And he's already gotten Garland to answer, yes, that it is against the law to do this. Now, we're going to play this next clip. And this clip is more interesting to me because, and I don't want to give it away. I do want to first see if you catch it. And if you don't, if be honest with me. I would love to hear from you. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to know if you catch it. What Garland does when he's asked specifically, why, you know, have you done anything, and what his answer is. And here's cut two of Ted Cruz grilling Garland.
Has the Department of Justice brought even a single case under this statute? It's a yes, no question. It's not a give a speech on the other things you did.
The job of the United States Marshals is to defend the lives
of the justices. So the answer is no.
It's to defend the lives of the justices, and that's their number one priority. They have.
Why are you unwilling to say no? The answer is no. You know it's no. I know it's no. Everyone in this hearing room knows it's no. You're not willing to answer a question. Have you brought a case under this statute? Yes or no?
As far as I know, we haven't, and what we have done is defended the lives of the justices with over 70 U.S. Marshals.
How do you decide which criminal statutes the DOJ enforces and which one it doesn't?
The United States Marshals. Marshals know that they have full
I recognize you want to give a separate speech.
No, I don't want to.
How do you decide which statutes you enforce and which ones you don't?
The marshals on scene make that determination in light of the priority of defense.
The marshals do not make a determination over whether to prosecute you. The attorney general make a determination, and you spent 20 years as a judge, and you're perfectly content with justices being afraid for their children's lives. And you did nothing to prosecute it. Let's shift to another area.
Can I answer the question?
You cannot. You have refused to answer the question.
I am answering your question. The Attorney General does not decide whether to arrest.
How did you choose not to enforce this statute?
The marshals on scene.
Marshals don't make that decision.
They do make the decision of whether to make an arrest.
Prosecute someone? No, they don't.
All right, folks, welcome back. I don't know if you caught it in terms of what's going on today, but Ted Cruz is grilling him. He can't even get the guy to say, yes, they're guilty. And he says, how many of you prosecuted? And he doesn't want to answer. He doesn't want to say none. He finally, after Ted Cruz has just pretty much had at his wit's end, he says, I don't think any. But then what does Garland do? He does something that he's now known to do. He says, it's not my problem. The U.S. Marshals have to make the arrest, and then I do it. And Ted Cruz goes, no, you know the law. You can instruct them to make arrests. You're the attorney general. You know they're trying to intimidate SCOTUS. Let me put it a different way. If the SCOTUS people that were being picketed and threatened were Ruth Gay Bader, you know, RBG, rest in peace, Sotomayor, or Elena Kagan, and these leftist judges, you can bet your butt that Merrick Garland would have been making arrests. But he didn't make any here. Not one. Now, how many people were threatened in D.C. when Pelosi built Fort Pelosi and they brought in all the National Guard people, etc. over nothing? How many people got arrested? Hundreds. We don't even know the number. They won't tell you. But it's a substantial number of people got arrested for doing absolutely nothing. They geo-tracked them on their phones, and when people got home, they went to their homes and arrested them. Not one single arrest at this event when they were picking in the Supreme Court justice. Now, who gave the code red to arrest patriots who were fighting against a crooked election and had done nothing? Who gave the code red? See, Merrick Garland wants to say, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. But when he arrested, if I were Ted Cruz, I would have said, let me ask you this. Did you authorize the arrest of the January 6 people and the prosecution of them? That would be number one. But then juxtapose that with what now Merrick Garland says about David Weiss. He had full authority. Merrick Garland wants you to believe David Weiss had full authority to investigate the Bidens. Not me. I'm not the one you should be mad at, Ted. It's David Weiss. He's the one. Not me. Yeah. David Weiss. The very same guy that was working directly with Alexander Mechler, who was one of the Biden's best buddies. That David Weiss. I just talked about Alexander Mechler in the previous segment. Worked for Hunter, worked for the dad, worked in every aspect of politics in order to help the Biden family. And he worked for David Weiss, who Donald Trump appointed him. You know, that's an excuse for everything. I don't care who gets appointed. I'll be honest. What should matter is this. I shouldn't care who appoints a Supreme Court justice. I shouldn't care who supports who appoints a federal judge. I shouldn't care who appoints whomever, a UN ambassador. I should care that that person love America and will follow the rule of law. But you know what we have? We have people willing to follow the rule of law. Those people are called conservatives. And we have people who won't. And as Ted Cruz led out in talking about Merrick Garland, he says, I used to think you cared. I used to think you were, justice was blind to you. That you were an intermediary for justice that said, I don't care what your political affiliation is, I'm going to vote the best way to go. But you're nothing more than a partisan hack. And that's what he's reiterating here. Because Garland wants you to believe the marshals should have done the dirty work. David Weiss should have done the dirty work. They're the ones to blame, not me. Well, as I said, who did the dirty work in January 6th? Who decided you were going to prosecute Brandon Straka? Who decided you were going to prosecute that QAnon dude with the head thing? That we found out he didn't do anything. He was literally led through the Capitol by Capitol Hill police. Didn't threaten anybody. Didn't go in anybody's offices. And he was in jail. And the only reason why he got out is his attorney saw that film and went, whoa, wait a minute. Garland deserved to be grilled. But more is coming. More is coming. I think Merrick Garland will be impeached, kicked out of his role. It isn't going to matter because, sadly, the Democrats are going to put somebody else like him in it. But it'll still be a good win for us. We need to get a trophy on the wall.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The writing is on the wall for the Biden family. It is. Just a matter of time now. Clock is ticking, and it's ticking on everything leftism represents, and that's a good thing. And I'm Kevin, you're saying the same stuff. Yeah, I'm saying it, but I'm saying it differently. I'm using kind of words, same words, but mixed up a little bit, right? Right? Come on, y'all. Doesn't matter if I'm saying the same thing. You're still entertained. You still like what you're hearing. Social media is still keeping us from spreading, folks. I wish I could give you some great news. The numbers for the show are dropping. I don't think the numbers for the people are dropping by any stretch of the imagination. I think how they credit us is dropping. You know, I was talking to a lady the other day. Her name is Elizabeth, runs a charity for human trafficking. And I sent her a note. I said, hey, Elizabeth, heard great things about you. One of my contacts said to give you a call, blah, blah, blah. She calls me up. Kevin, yeah, I know you. I said, you know me? She goes, well, I don't know you. She goes, my husband listens to your show. This is out of Florida. I'll tell you another story. I went to a private event, a very exclusive event, thrown by a friend of mine who's a very wealthy guy. His name is Kevin, too. And I said, and I'm at his event, and this guy walks up to me, and he goes, I was talking with his wife about politics or something, and he walks up, and he says, yeah, he goes, you know, you sound just like what we were talking about. He goes, you sound like this guy I listened to on the radio, and he didn't know my name. And he goes, and in fact, your voice kind of sounds like him. I go, well, who do you listen to? He goes, well, his name's Kevin Jackson. I go, I'm Kevin Jackson. And he goes, what? And his wife starts flipping out. She's laughing. She's like, oh, my gosh, my husband, Kevin, he's been wanting to meet you. I was like, you got to be kidding me. A true story. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm going to tell you something. I don't lament that the little bit of chump change we made off this show in advertisement, like $500 a month, it's laughable. But it paid some of the bill. I mean, you know, it didn't pay anything, really, but it was $500 less that I had to go earn. And that's why I implore you guys. I go, click the things, do the stuff. You know, when the 500 becomes 1,000, it's 1,000 less than I have to earn. You tell more people about the show, who knows? You know, you get to where you're like Brandon Tatum. Brandon, I help Brandon build his network. Brandon makes hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. I know how to help other people, but I can't help me. It's like the barber has the ugliest hair. But I still believe it's there. I still believe it's going to happen. I don't know what. My team goes, Kevin, let's just get somebody to sponsor the show. Give us $1,000 a month, whatever. To not, you know, that way we have the little bit that we earn. We can put $1,000 a month into such and such. Because we would just advertise it. We wouldn't even pay ourselves. We would use it to advertise the show. Can you imagine if I put $1,000 of advertising into this show to thwart social media, to you know, put it out there and get people? Who knows? It could be $5,000 a month. And here's what I'll tell you. If somebody's willing to do that, we'll do this with you. We'll give you your money back and a percentage of what comes in beyond that. So it's like a little cottage industry if you decide you want to do that. I'm just putting it out there. Let me get back to what I was going to talk about. The reason why I think shows like this are important is because I give you the scoop. I don't follow other people's stuff for the most part, unless it's kind of bolstering what I've already talked about. And I have a perfect article. PJ Media, Stephen Kruser. I've known Stephen for quite some time, and he says it's the few on the left who dare to whisper the emperor may not be wearing any clothes like to focus on the sandbag incident, as if its presence is proof that Biden hasn't completely lost it. Forget all of the other stumbles, mumbles, and handshakes with people who weren't there. That dang sandbag is public enemy number one. Now, Stephen's post goes on to detail the elaborate kabuki theater production that Biden's handlers are going through to make it seem like he can function on his own for more than 30 seconds at a time. And if Biden's people are sincere about making, quote, sure that such an embarrassment and dangerous incident never happens again, and you remember I played the clip of Mika Brzezinski imploring people, don't blame Biden. You can't make him look frail and weak and ineffective and feckless. In other words, don't make Biden look like what he is when we got the potential to cover for him. So this is one of the things that they were talking about, and so was NBC. They're saying, oh, no, it's not as bad as you think, and they've got Biden going up the belly of Air Force One versus up the main steps. Why? Because Joe Biden can't get up those steps anymore. And what did I say to you? I said to you, Joe Biden ages in dog years. A day is a week. A day is a week. A week is 2 months. A month is half a year. It's only going to get worse. And it is. It's being demonstrated. And this person that's writing this says, I've been writing for a while that I don't believe there's any way the Dems can prop up Biden through November of next year. He truly does appear to decline more with each public appearance. They said if they're sincere about this, there are a couple of easy fixes. Basement Campaign 2.0, or have him pull out of the race. Well, he's not going to be able to campaign in a basement a second time, not against Trump. Trump will destroy him. He says there are rumors, the dreaded double rumor scenario, that some on the left are discussing replacing Biden. So what? Say it ain't so. The guy says, as I mentioned at the top, if it's a really hot topic of conversation among, it's a really hot topic of conversation among conservatives. The consensus on this side of the aisle is that Dems can retire Biden. They will then somehow convince Kamala Harris to just pretend that none of the last couple of years have happened and meekly exit the Biden succession discussions. Then Gavin Newsom will be magically poofed into the equation. This guy's writing about what I said exactly, and I had never read this. This is the guy writing partly about what Stephen Cruiser wrote. So it's PJ Media. But I don't read their stuff. My and I'm not trying to, I'm going to convince you this is me. I didn't. But and that's not to say, I guess what I'm telling you is I'm not brilliant because somebody else is thinking the same thing. But they differ with me here. They go on to write this. Good luck with getting Madam Veep to check her ego. Well, I disagree. Kamala Harris will be president. You should get used to that. But that'll be it. She will never be elected president. Now, he goes on to write. The Democrats will have to figure something out soon. Biden as a candidate for more than another year isn't, borrowing a word from the Dems love, that the word that the Dems love, sustainable. Now, I want you to just, let's carry that thought for just a second. What he's saying is, if you let Biden campaign for a year, and we get into July of next year, 2024, he's going to be dead on his feet. I'll be honest with you. It wouldn't surprise me if Biden died in office. I'm talking about of natural causes. The man is getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And they can cover it up and do what they want, but I can tell you privately, I would bet my mortgage, I would bet anything on it. He's getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and the things they got to do to cover for him, they will not be able to do for a year. That year is 7 years. He's going to be 90 years old next year, and he's only 80. You get what I'm saying? He's 82 or whatever he's supposed to be. So the idea that if they spend that much time and let him do it and then he dies, what happens? Then does Kamala Harris become the person that's running? They will not have that. Kamala's gotten as far as the elitists will let her get. They go on, he says, the basement strategy from 2020 may work during the primaries, but he can't hide from the last few months leading up to the general. There can't be that many Dem higher-ups who are relishing that prospect. Well, I can tell you this, there aren't any, and he won't be there. The writer goes on, the nightmare and very realistic scenario is that Biden gets shooed off, Harris assumes the front-runner mantle, the magic mail-in ballot machine whisks her into a full term in the Oval Office. Don't worry, folks, that's not going to happen. Even though Democrats, he writes this, are awash in buyer remorse over Harris, they are also the party that prioritizes diversity above everything else. In that world, it will be nigh on the impossible to kick the historic first female and black vice president of the United States to the curb. Yes, Biden is an unmitigated mess. Sadly, every option to replace him is worse. Disregard anything about Kamala Harris. She will have achieved everything he said without having to be voted in. And I assure you, they've had enough of Joe Biden, old feckless, white, demented presidential clown, and his VP sidekick, sister girl, and they will go back to mama's milk. Rich, establishment, leftist, white guy, and it will be Gavin Newsom. That's who we're going to face. So let's start building around that.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.